As Tumbler Ridge is grieving unimaginable loss, some community members are urging Canadians to resist division.
This is really a time to put that away and to really think about compassion and love and really making those changes, not to attack groups.
But since the RCMP identified trans teen Jesse Van Rensselaer as the suspect in the mass shooting, anti-trans rhetoric has run rampant, even though there is currently no evidence to suggest Van Rensselaer's gender identity is linked to the crime.
It's too early to say whether that has any correlation in this investigation.
Trans people are substantially more likely to be victims rather than perpetrators of violent crimes.
There's fear around different identities. What we know is that people don't do these things because of their individual identity.
In the wake of the tragedy, BC MLA Tara Armstrong baselessly claimed so-called transgender ideology is radicalizing youth and unlocking violent impulses. A day later, the BC Human Rights Commissioner said she is disappointed by the spread of anti-trans disinformation. Using this horrific incident to conflate trans identities with violent tendencies is incorrect, irresponsible, and frankly dangerous.
Reducing the truth down to one aspect of somebody's identity, whether it's their gender, their race, pulling one aspect out of context, that's not about seeking truth.
Between 32 to 41% of trans people are estimated to have attempted suicide in their lifetimes due to stigma and discrimination, something a now-removed Reddit account, JesseBoy347, appearing to belong to Van Rensselaer, described. It really hurts. I am genuinely considering taking my own life.